HBO's White Lotus viewers react to relatable scene featuring Christian conservative character confront aloof liberal friends, too real. By Alana Mastrangelo on March 4, 2025. Season 3 of HBO's White Lotus features a scene in the third episode depicting a closet conservative speaking with her long-distance liberal friends, who are too narrow-minded to accept the fact that she enjoys living in Texas with conservatives and then accuse her of voting for President Donald Trump. In the scene, Kate, played by Leslie Bibb, can be seen treading carefully during a conversation about religion and politics with her judgmental liberal friends, Jacqueline and Lori, played by Michelle Monaghan and Carrie Coon, respectively. Watch below. Unlike what is typically seen in a show produced by Hollywood left-wing elites, Kate is not depicted, at least thus far, as the trite, evil conservative caricature conjured up in the bizarre fantasies of leftists, and the conversation unfolds in a realistic and relatable manner. Viewers immediately took to social media to react to the scene, with one ex-user commenting, "Ugh, this is so funny and relatable. Too real," another concurred. I read a Facebook post today of someone ending a 30-year friendship because their friend was open to some of the Trump administration's policies. This was funny, a third wrote. Can't stand the smug liberal attitude. This was too real. This is very accurate, another echoed, adding, I speak from experience. We all know this conversation, another ex-user reacted. Seen these in real life many times, another agreed. This was incredibly well acted. It was basically real life, another resounded. Others mocked the liberal character's narrow-minded view of Austin, Texas, specifically, with one exclaiming, the hilarious part is this character is supposed to be from Austin. Before sarcastically adding, super Trumpy Austin. Austin being typecasted as conservative is hilarious. Another echoed, adding, it's basically LA but in Texas. Ah ha 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 ha. Smug liberal zuck. Another ex-user described the White Lotus scene as what the experience is like coming out as a Trump voter to your liberal friends. The annoying part is how liberals always assume that everyone agrees with him. Another commented, adding, it's so fucking tedious. It hits the stereotypes sweetly, another ex-user reacted. Two beauty school lips with bedhead hair level prejudice. Meanwhile, Dave's independent wife is smoking hot and under-opinionated. Gosh, I love conservative women. Notice one of the girls is in a happy relationship and the other two are miserable, another observed. The way they looked at each other when their friend said she voted for Trump, another pointed out, sharing still shots of the two liberal characters. A follow-up scene in the White Lotus episode showed Kate eavesdropping on Jacqueline and Lori while they gossiped about her, claiming their friend is only conservative because of her husband and accusing her of betraying her womanhood. At some point, Kate hears one of her close-minded liberal friends whisper, "I can't even imagine what it's like living in Texas." One left-wing viewer took to X to admit that liberals do, in fact, speak disparagingly about their own friends after finding out they have conservative views, writing, talking shit after finding out your friend is a Trump supporter is so real. Some liberal viewers even expressed getting triggered after merely hearing President Trump's name in the episode, with one scribing, I forget that White Lotus is based in the same reality I live in. Like, why did the mention of Trump send a shiver down my spine? Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.